Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
I've been waiting for you.
The country wants to hear from you. The world is waiting.
We have to get on. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Boy, what a great show.
I'm waiting to be impressed.
It's Kix Morning Show, JP, Liz, Husker Nick. Welcome to Tuesday, September 15th. Hiya, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Husker Nick.
What's up, dude?
How's everybody doing?
Not too bad. Man, allergies killing me today.
Yeah, My eyes are just full of goop.
Yep.
Gotta love it.
Exactly.
Welcome to the allergy world.
Fun.
Isn't that everything with a good day yesterday?
Yeah, good day. Had 2 NFL games last night. Can't complain about that.
Did you stay up and watch the second one all the way?
A bunch of it, yeah.
I
bed eventually.
Fell asleep, third quarter, woke up fourth quarter. I'm like, oh, we won.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go. That's good, man.
It was nice. And nothing new from the Huskers.
Nothing
and
yet.
Big Ten.
Nope, nothing yet.
They keep we'll pushing see. Off the
It's
thing.
Like Panda Watch.
Yeah.
Just wait.
That kind of a feel to it. Well, I will go ahead and start off the show because my gifts showed up.
Oh.
I was hoping to have them for you both for the opening weekend, but
there's look at that,
a
man.
Chiefs
that's
scarf
awful
for
nice
you,
of you
and a Tampa Bay Buccaneers
oh my God.
Scarf for you.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks,
that's really
JP.
Nice of you, man.
Yeah.
Oh my
that's super nice of you.
I found it online and I managed to get three of us our scarves, and then
you're going to.
My son Tristan a Broncos one.
Man, so that's cool.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
These are cool ones, too, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh my
They're
God!
Really
this is
solid
so
material that's really, really good.
Except for a Chiefs deal, that's cool.
Oh, this exactly. is cool as
my
heck.
Son is.
And they're really
be
soft.
And now people will believe me.
Jealous
that you're a Bucks
like,
fan.
Oh, you're a Bucks fan, and I'm like, yeah, dude. Back
right,
from
exactly.
when they
tell
were
them,
really bad. That's commitment.
If they ask you to, I'll vouch for you. Tell them you've had that for like 8 years.
Yeah,
there you go. You've
exactly.
had this.
I'm gonna pull out my bedazzled Rude jersey, and then I'll be like, look,
you should get a picture of you in that. For this coming weekend.
Let's
game.
Do, yeah. are we all here for Friday? Sure. Let's do Friday.
No,
let's
I'm all, not going to be
you're
here.
You're not going to be Let's do Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay, yeah.
You bring
we
your jersey.
Get our NFL spirit.
I got my Taylor Lewan jersey showed up in the mail. So
oh,
I've got
nice. That
offensive lineman for the Titans, so yeah.
Yeah, man.
Got a new jersey to go with the new season.
I've been efforting Compton to get you a jersey, but he gets like a million requests.
Will so Compton. He played a lot last night, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which was great.
He's a good player.
I mean, it sucked that our other
former Husker, for those who don't know.
Into a
he's,
fight.
How about Will, though? He's went from just being a football player, now he's like one of the biggest podcasters in the country,
that's
too.
Yeah, that's what they talked about on the show last night Monday Night Football. They talked about
Will
Compton and
Lewan.
And Lewan's podcast.
There's a great
huge.
Video of those two trying to fight each other when they played each other in college.
Oh,
oh yeah,
really
because
he's a
video.
Michigan guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Taylor
really
is.
Good video.
So
offensive lineman,
to
linebacker.
Look at that one. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, he like cheap shots. Will Compton cheap shots him. It's really funny.
Good.
It's
All right, really that's fun.
Yeah,
that's great. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun to be able to watch
Thanks,
football.
Thanks, dude. That's really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that's
man.
Super
really
cool. Thank
that.
You.
That's like a thick one, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're really nice. It's soft ones.
Thanks, man. That's really nice of you. I appreciate that.
It's like something fun for the show for the fact that we actually have football to watch.
Heck yeah. Exactly. Well, and you got 3 diehard NFL fans in here and their
favorite
teams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was also looking at a Go Sports sweatshirt yesterday during the show, so now I might have to pull that out.
We're getting you totally
See,
in woo! Now.
You got it going on. I mean,
gosh,
that's for
you're
sure.
into all
sports.
All sports.
All
yeah.
the sports.
Just go sports.
Man, yeah. See, I don't even like hockey. Like, you've already passed me up.
That's your go Lightning.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah.
Go Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that works. But
anywhere that puts Lightning on the ice is, you're into the theatrics. I'm into you.
Right. That's pretty cool. All right, so there you go. That's how we're going to start the show off. This is some fun for football because football is back, thankfully. Hopefully, we'll get a Big Ten Husker announced sometime this week, too, and make it even better this week.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right, so Tuesday means JP makes his guess. That's coming up at 7:10. Nick's got a 1-point lead on that game.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
We got Dan Ember dumping with Dylan and having to deal with something with his coworker and going on a date with one of them.
That's going to work out well.
Right. Football candles, which is hilarious, and more coming up on the show.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
She's not that good. And anytime anybody attacks her, she goes after them with her millions.
She inherited it from her husband that's dead and missing for years.
Wait. How does someone's husband just go missing?
That's what we all wanted to know back this beginning of the pandemic.
Man, it seems like forever ago, doesn't it?
It feels like last year at this point.
And good old Carol Baskins.
Carol Baskins, that B word.
Finally showed up on Dancing with the Stars last
night. Oh, I assume she was awesome.
They waited a full... Yeah, they waited a full 117 minutes before they put Carol on to dance.
Wait, did you just say 117?
Yeah.
It's a two-hour episode.
They do the two-hour premiere.
Wow.
Is everybody dancing?
I assume she got voted off right away.
Oh, my God. She's probably going to take home the mirror ball. Like, she's going to continually get voted off, and they're going to be like, oh, but she's back still.
Mm-hmm. She had the lowest score of the night.
Surprise.
An 11 out of 30.
If you saw any of the videos of her trying to dance with her now husband from the documentary, it was terrible.
Right.
Homegirl can barely move.
And then she ranked even lower than former NBA star Charles Oakley.
Oaktree can barely move, too.
Yeah.
There's a reason his nickname's Oaktree. He's tall, and he doesn't move.
His choreography at one point was just him clapping to the beat.
Yes!
That's what they do. You can always tell with the athletes that are not, former dancers.
There. Yeah.
They're just like, you're big, just clap and, stand there while I twirl around you.
I mean, and she, according to the videos, I have not watched it yet, but I've just read the stories. She looked like she was having a good time dancing and enjoying herself.
Well, yeah, she's riding the wave, but.
Yep, I do have that.
Please.
I have the tea. Don't worry.
Roll the beautiful bean footage.
One thing she probably didn't enjoy is that the family of her presumed dead husband, Don Lewis, ran a commercial during the show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They ran a commercial during the
show. All of his daughters.
Here's a little bit of the commercial.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
The commercial has Don's three daughters.
We all know Carol Baskin was involved.
Who's talking there?
That's the former employee who is his friend.
What?
Who was on the documentary talking about him missing.
Yes.
A former employee, an attorney, and Don's three daughters all were in this ad. Do you know who this is or if Carol Baskins was involved? And they ran the ad during Dancing with the
National,
Stars.
It was on
national.
Every... Oh
they
my
spent $100,000 for the ad and then also adding another $100,000 for information on the disappearance of Don Lewis.
Do you think... Do you think Joe Exotic is rolling over in his grave? I mean, by that, I mean in jail.
In jail. Well, yeah, they've all probably gathered around in the common area.
Probably hosted the watch party.
Yeah. You know Joe Exotic is a huge fan of Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sure he is.
Like 100%.
Do you think he feels better about the fact that apparently there's also now at Spirit Halloween a Joe Exotic Halloween costume selling?
Yeah, he loves it. The only thing is he can't enjoy any of it because he's an idiot and he's in jail.
Well, that's true, and he's not making any money off of it. Like, Carol's making money off of this, and he's still in jail.
How ironic is it that dude who desperately wanted to be, insanely famous finally is, and he can't do anything with the fame.
He can't enjoy it. That's like going to hell.
Yeah.
You get famous,
he's watching
but you
it
can't.
From afar and nothing. It's like he's in a glass case going, look at me, y'all, look over here. And nobody cares.
Because they won't even let him do jailhouse interviews. Yeah, like, you know, if he could be one of those serial killers who gets to do jailhouse interviews every five seconds, he'd probably be okay.
He's crying in there. But, I'm famous. They like me. No one's here to see me. What's going on?
He's got everybody gathered in the common room watching the episode of Dancing with the Stars, and then the commercial comes on. He feels vindicated.
And he's like, see that they were Carol Baskins. I almost took her down. And then they're just like, okay, Joe. Okay, shh. We're trying to watch.
So she probably won't last.
I can't believe they ran that commercial.
I can't
That's glorious.
That is so shady.
Yes.
It's not even shady. It's just overtly you killed
brilliant.
Our dad, and we're going to run a national TV ad about
brilliant
it.
Brilliant to do
everyone
it.
Everyone knows.
So there you go. That's the first night of Dancing with the Stars. But you had to sit through all that dancing to get to
She's going to make it further. I just feel
you
it.
Thank you.
Yes, because they're going to drag.
Lower than Charles.
Who is the favorite, do you know?
Oh, it's
on there.
It's one of the, there's a, I think.
I have no
there's
idea.
A former
Johnny
figure.
Weir,
yeah, he's like a gold medal figure skater.
He'll win. He's really popular too.
Or AJ from
McLean of Backstreet Boys is a choreographer.
Yeah, two dancers, right? Okay, it's not fair. Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's not freaking fair. But nobody consulted me, so I guess.
Carol might survive Charles Oakley just because she's got more fans.
Yeah.
At least the first week.
But. Dude, New York so Knicks fans, sad. Oakley's like the last great thing that happened to the Knicks. They might vote for him.
Yeah, that's true. Coming
up next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Got the nitty-gritty from Music City on the way, as well as some good things, too. If you've got a good one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Nashville.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
The ACMs don't want you to forget that they're doing a show tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. What? So yesterday, they announced additional details about who's going to be performing, and they handed out more early awards.
Oh, okay.
So, start with the trophies. Yep. Video of the Year Award winner is Thomas Rhett's Remember You Young, and he could end up having a huge night. He's also up for Entertainer of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, and Album of the Year for Center Point Road.
Wow, okay.
And they also awarded the winners for Vocal Event of the Year, which are Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Ashley McBride, Tennille Towns, Kaylee Hammock, and Elle King. For their remake of Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Such a good song.
So good. And Maren's tweet about finding out was the best of them all. She said, quote, I just got done changing a dirty diaper and this? My kid doesn't know why I'm screaming. Yay, girls. That's and awesome. That's actually Tennille's second ACM award this year because she already got named New Female Artist of the Year last month. It's also Miranda Lambert's 35th ACM win, which now makes her the most awarded ACM artist of all time. So there's going to be tons of performances tonight, but or tomorrow night, but the first one of the night might be the best. Each Entertainer of the Year nominee is going to do a medley of their own hits. So Carrie, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, and Thomas Rhett are all going to be performing medleys of their hits to start off the show. And you might already know that the performances are going to be socially distanced, of course. So they'll be taking place at the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman, and the Bluebird Cafe. And then Keith Urban's going to be hosting the whole thing and performing with Pink. They've got a new song called One Too Many that they'll be premiering on the show. So lots cool. to so tune in for. It sounds
we'll
like
have
it's going to be
on Thursday morning. Then,
yeah, we'll
premiere.
Have a whole recap. And then, of course, we'll have the new music for you, too. So Willie Nelson's life, obviously full of tales that seem kind of too crazy to be true, but Willie's story of smoking marijuana on the roof of the White House in Washington, D.C. seemed probably the craziest of them all, or at least it did until the former president of the United States confirmed it.
No way.
Yes. So not only does former president Jimmy Carter confirm the story in a new documentary called Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President, he adds detail to it. So it turns out it was Carter's son, Chip, who was the one that went up with Willie to the roof. Apparently, they sat together, took in the traffic lights, admired how all the roads led to the residence on Pennsylvania Avenue, and they also lit up a joint, or an Austin torpedo, as Willie called it. And all this happened in September of 1980, at the end of Carter's only term as president, and Chip, who now goes by James Earl Carter III, also confirmed the story. And Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President, was released last week, and it explores the 95-year-old president's relationship with tons of artists, like including Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, the Allman Brothers, and a lot of the entertainers are interviewed in the documentary talking about his legacy, including Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, who both appear in the doc and continue to work closely with the Carters. So
that's
definitely a cool
wild.
Watch. Yeah, that isn't that cool. crazy?
What, what's going to be on when?
It just came out. Okay. It's a documentary. It's called Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President. So I'm sure you can stream it some places. Yeah, but it sounds super cool.
No kidding.
With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9. Just what
happens next. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Who would have thought Jimmy Carter would be like,
was
the
so
cool president?
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
A reminder, if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We will drop what we're doing and put it right into the show. We'll start with Liz. What's your good thing today?
Well, it is Oktoberfest season, and with a lot of the big, like, actual events getting canceled, there's a way to celebrate at home with an Oktoberfest at-home kit. So what you get is a six-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest, 10 Auntie Anne's, you know, the mall pretzels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 4 sets of lederhosen suspenders, 4 hats, 2 steins, 4 koozies, a recipe book, and an Oktoberfest playlist, I'm sure, full of accordion music.
Yeah.
And it's only $89. And that's if not you're terrible. Not, no, it's really not, actually.
Well, 4 people, that's not terrible.
Yeah, right? Have your own little Oktoberfest party. And if you're not into Oktoberfest, Taco Bell also has a new wine. It's called the Jalapeno Noir. So, really, things are looking up.
What is
good? For at-home entertainment.
The creativity that's coming out right now.
I'm liking it.
All the different things for at home. Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
All right, so my good thing. Obviously, you know, we had all the Infinity War, Avengers movies, all that stuff, and they kind of came to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's kind of waiting for the next installment to start, where they start bringing in more Marvel characters, and we get another decade of movies that will end in some awesome fashion, hopefully, and all that stuff. Okay, so we're starting to find out who's going to be in the next movies.
Okay.
And a guy by the name of Jonathan Majors, he's in Lovecraft Country.
Yep.
And he's a really good actor. He's been cast to be in the new Ant-Man movie. And what they're saying is he's going to play a guy named Kang the Conqueror, which Kang is a really cool character who's like super technologically advanced from the future. And he's coming back to conquer the planet, basically. And like, he's super unstoppable. So he's a really cool character,
nice.
Really neat one. So it'll be neat seeing this guy play him. But they're not sure if he's going to be the main guy or one of the guys with the main guy, whoever that might end up being. So we're getting little tidbits. Okay. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, these are fun. And, you know, hey, I'm just looking forward to Marvel movies coming out because it means we're a step closer to normal when they come out every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Back to normal.
I like it. My good thing, and it was my friend Heather who brought this up. They're doing the Applejack Festival this year.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering about that.
Doing it a little bit different, though. They're going to spread it out over 3 weekends starting this weekend to allow for health and safety measures that are out there for COVID. So it'll be every Saturday and Sunday between this Saturday and October 4th at the Arbor Day Farm down there. Like Saturday 9 to 7 and then Sunday 9 to 5. And limiting the festival to about 1,800 visitors a day. They'll get to do all the apple picking, they'll have live music, food trucks, activities, all kinds of stuff to do for the family, for a date. I mean, if you would just go out as a group, that'd be a good thing to do. But again, it's going to be every Saturday and Sunday till October 4th. So go out and enjoy the Applejack Festival.
Can I tell you a quick crazy story about Applejack Festival?
Okay, go for
was it. So excited when I first moved here for college to go to this Apple. I was like, this is the coolest fall thing, whatever. So we all pile into my tiny Jetta and drive up to Nebraska City from Crete. And the guy that I was dating at the time was like real tiny and scrawny. And we ran out of seats. And so instead of, you know, sitting on laps and having that be dangerous, we made him ride in the trunk all the way to.
Are you serious?
Which now looking back, like, oh my God. Not that I wish death upon him, but like.
I love that you at one point looked at your boyfriend and said, yeah, out of all my friends here, you're riding in the trunk.
You had to sit in the trunk.
And then he did it. Well, that's the best part.
He deserved it. Right? He was probably texting the other girl he was dating in the trunk.
Oh, man. You won't believe this, honey. My side chick has got me in the trunk of the car. This is crazy.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
I really hope you're keeping all these notes to write a book.
Are you with that floozy side chick years again? Honey, she threw me in the trunk. I have no idea where we're going.
I've been kidnapped.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning,
On Kix 96.9.
Ever have a moment where you watched a butterfly sprout from its cocoon, spreading its wings to fly for the first time? Or perhaps saw a small child hugging their little puppy and had literally every emotion hit you in the face at once? Then the JP candle is for you. This candle is literally like walking into a Yankee Candle store, if that store were filled with human emotion and man tears. Buy yours today!
That was a couple years ago.
Man, that was funny. I need to see if we can't have a Liz candle made.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Wow.
With all
what is... What does independence smell like? I don't know.
Spite and Everclear? I don't know.
Spite and Everclear. A little bit of pumpkin spice in there, too.
Yeah.
So, football's back, and apparently people want us to have the game day experience at home by creating football-scented candles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And a company that is owned by Anheuser-Busch called Babe Wine.
Okay.
Created three football-scented candles.
I've seen that wine before.
Yeah, it's the in Babe cans. Wine. It's awesome.
Yes.
It's in cans. Which is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
So the three football-scented candles they have, one smells like an artificial turf field.
Oh, man, that does smell good. It's kind of rubbery because there's tires
like
inside
old tires,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, which oddly is a good smell. I don't know why.
In the heat, it smells like summer.
It does.
Like, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It's actually a good smell.
The other one is nachos.
$18 nachos is what it's called.
Can you eat the candle? Because I would probably try.
It's like one of those massage candles that just melts into nacho cheese.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
It better be some sort of candle that I can hold over my chips and it melts cheese onto it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And like shredded chicken and other things.
Oh,
see, that
would be so good. And nachos for lunch.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the final candle is one that smells like a jock strap.
Wow.
Yes.
Man.
Can you read the description? Because
yes.
Seriously, what the hell does a jockstrap like candle gonna smell like?
Well, this is their description of it.
Okay.
While we can't physically witness hot, sweaty football daddies play in person, we can still smell them. Light this candle and be immediately transported to the locker room of your favorite team. Do you hear that sound? They're doing the sexy towel snapping thing.
God, Liz.
Need a shower after that one.
No. Wow. Did you send that to Babe whatever they are, the
Babe wine.
Yeah. So they know. Here's the deal. All right. If that truly smells like jock straps, all right.
Right.
And when I play any softball game, I'll come walking over and like other wives are like, where they all wave to us and they're like, good game, boys. Someone drops someone off at home. You're not getting in this vehicle.
Yeah.
They don't like smell in their car.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. God. Like last night, I had softball. As soon as the front door opens, I hear my wife in the bedroom go, make sure you take a shower. Also, be quiet. The kids are sleeping. They're like, man, it was that important to yell down the hallway at me and possibly wake up the children to make sure I got in the shower right away.
So you get the three pack of candles at $69.
$69.
Of course,
the nacho cheese one would be. And the field turf. Just don't understand the jock.
The jock
strap.
Like, but now I have to smell it.
Hey,
like I have to know what it smells.
It smells like sweaty balls, footballs.
Well,
footballs is what I meant there.
I'm assuming it smells like hockey players, which is like the
pretty
worst
gross
thing I can
ever
smell.
Except for it, hockey players is like a full body sweat. Football players, it's literally just in your midsection.
Football
it's just
sweat.
All yes, yes, yes.
All right, well, I'll buy a pack of these candles and see what they smell like. And if the jockstrap one smells terrible, we can give it to Coriel.
Put it on the company card and see if they notice.
We'll do that. We'll put it on the company card and see if we can check out the football scented candles. If you want to check it out for yourself, you can go buy them if you want to. But.
Wow. Yeah, jockstrap. I don't know about that one, but the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign me
sound
up.
Sound wonderful.
All right.
Coming up next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
A battle for the lead in JP Max's guess. Can Liz tie it up, or will Nick continue to lead the competition? You get to play JP Max's guess with them next.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
A long-standing battle between Liz and Husker Nick continues on.
That's right.
With JP Max's guests. And we have Liz trailing by a point, 25 to 24 to Husker Nick.
Okay.
First to 100, right? So we...
yes.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Right.
Yeah.
Troy wanted to be on Husker Nick's team. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning.
Awesome. Welcome to the show. Yeah. And Bradley specifically said, does Liz have a partner yet?
He must feel bad for me. Let's do this.
Do you feel bad for her, Bradley, or did you just really want to play JP Makes His Guess with her?
No, I wanted to help her out.
Oh, see,
nice.
Enthusiasm is overwhelming. So I wanted to format him.
I hear that a lot, yeah.
Well, today, it's all about celebrities nobody cares about anymore.
Oh, wow.
So Ranker.com actually put together some of the greatest actors of all time have in recent days turned into a bunch of washed up hacks.
Oh, God.
That would be somehow become more relevant for like a Razzie nomination than actually getting anything else.
Okay. All right. All
and
right.
So we have a top 10 list of the celebrities nobody cares about
I've
anymore.
I've got number one.
Okay, well, first we'll go to...
I'm going to call my shot here. I think okay. I got number one.
Because Liz is in the...
Unless you take it.
Since Liz is in the rear, she gets to go first. Okay. Her guess with Bradley.
All right, Bradley. What are you thinking here?
Oh, I'm... First thing I thought of was all the actors of the 80s, like Molly Ringwald.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Molly Ringwald?
Molly Ringwald is...
Oh,
not... Good try. All right,
okay.
All right.
There's
all right.
So many.
So I have a thought here, yeah. Troy. Tell me what you think. Nicolas Cage. He used to make huge movies, and now he's just like makes
but
the craziest things.
Loves Nicolas
and
Cage.
I don't know, dude. He's been bankrupt and all this stuff. To me, Nicolas let's Cage is. You think so? And let's. All right. Oh, yeah, let's try it. You can do the next one.
Nicolas Cage.
I'm calling number one.
I'm just relieved that I'm not as crazy as everyone says, or said my dad was, or my granddad, or my great-granddad.
Nicolas Cage, the number one answer.
Hey!
Yeah!
I am out of ideas. Right.
According to Ranker.com, the last good movie he did was a movie called Mandy in 2018. I don't even remember that movie.
I don't even know that one.
Nope.
When he got into the Ghost Rider movies, and they were bad.
Yeah, they were not so great.
They were bad. Raising Arizona, one of my favorite movies of all time still.
Okay, so Troy and Nick have a point. We go back to Bradley and Liz and the celebrities nobody cares about anymore.
Okay, so go with the more current actors. How about Wesley Snipes?
Oh, that's a good one.
I like it. Lock and load it.
Show me
good
Wesley Snipes.
Thinking. I would have guessed that.
Not in the top
wow.
10. Okay. I wonder where he's okay. at now.
Liz, we're not doing very well.
I have an idea for the next one. I have an idea.
Right. I have a he's thought. Do you have any guesses, Troy? I have a thought on one, but... Do you have any guesses? This one's hard.
This is really hard. There's so
Hulk
many.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
What do you think about... Oh, man. He did make a couple movies. Thunder in Paradise.
He was in the Rocky right. III with he was. Mr. T.
What about like Steven Seagal?
All right, let's try it.
Let's try Steven Seagal.
Wow. Not in the top 10, but
if
he
Hulk
is
Hogan's
in the top
on
15.
There, I'm going I'm gonna say I'm sorry to you.
Steven
a lot.
Seagal is in the
Ooh,
top
got another
15.
One, maybe. All right.
We
all
go
right,
back
okay,
to Liz it. And Troy.
Okay.
I mean, Bradley. Excuse wow. me.
Okay, so going in the same vein of Nicolas Cage, uh-oh. Of people that used to be huge, but now they kind of make fun of.
Yes.
Right.
Wow. What about John Travolta?
Ooh, Travolta. I doubt he's...
I agree
he's,
with that, and then I have another idea after that.
Okay, all right.
Let's try Travolta.
Let's try Travolta.
We'll have your father meet with him. I don't want to be seen like this.
Right. Why not?
I'll do it after my next diet. That's when I'll do it. You see, the neighbors haven't seen me since I was a size 10.
That's according to Ranker.com, the last good movie he did was Hairspray.
What?
Yikes.
Yeah.
Never
Come
seen
on.
It.
Yep.
Is that when he had hair?
I've never seen that.
That's when he played a woman.
He played
the
a
taking
woman.
Of Pelham yeah. 1-3-4 or whatever it was wasn't bad.
1-3-4-5?
Yeah.
I would say Urban Cowboy was probably the last good movie he made.
Oh, wow.
What's that movie where Halle Berry's topless that he was in?
Oh.
That's the only thing I remember about that movie, but it was a good movie.
Human.
Yeah, Swordfish.
So with Hugh Jackman, too.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys both have, Troy and Nick, I believe, have 2 points.
All right, Troy, do you have another...
No, they have.
They have one.
We
have
Jim
one.
Carrey.
What's that?
Jim Carrey.
Let's do Jim Carrey.
Jim
Let's
Carrey.
See if he's on the list.
Not in the top 10.
Not him and his herps. All right, Bradley.
Man, this
Angelina Jolie.
Oh,
ooh.
That's a good one.
We go with Angelina Jolie.
We'll go with that.
Not in the top 10.
Too cool after Maleficent, apparently.
Well, yeah, I know that she still had that tie up there, Disney. Yeah.
Could.
Back to Troy and Nick.
I mean, I would be angry, but could Arnold Schwarzenegger be on this list? It'd make
I'm not giving you, I'm not giving my
opinion. So
I'm
mad. If Arnold Schwarzenegger is the greatest actor of an entire generation. Let's do Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's the most overrated actor of it.
Not Ooh. True.
Oh,
who Uh-oh. Said that?
Let's see if it's Arnold.
Not on the list.
See, he's still relevant. Huh?
Says, with this answer, you and Bradley could win the game.
Huh.
Would you say then his old Planet Hollywood partner, Sylvester Stallone?
Ooh. Oh.
Sly Stallone.
He's been in all these Rocky movies that have been good.
Pretty but that's well. It. I mean, that's the only thing that's keeping his name around.
I have another one, but I don't know if
Liz,
he...
Liz, do you want to go with...
Liz, do you have an idea?
Sly Stallone? No, I don't have an idea.
So go with Sly Stallone?
Okay, we'll go with Stallone.
Stallone!
Not in the top. Is Jean-Claude Van Damme on there? I thought about saying him like 8 different times.
Let's see.
No, nope, I thought about it after you said Steven Seagal.
I know, there's a bunch of...
One right answer.
One right answer.
There's some right in front of you.
I mean, really? That's that is washed up, used to be super popular.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Liz just had a revelation. I
oh, mine counted.
Okay, the way that JP just said that, it made me think it's somebody that JP loves.
Oh.
Okay, Bradley.
Probably true. Okay. Harrison Ford, probably.
What about somebody from Friends?
Oh, all of them?
Who on Friends? Can we say the whole cast of Friends?
The cast of Friends? You could have all of them.
Can we say, besides Jennifer Aniston?
Take all of them.
Okay, we're taking... David Schwimmer and the guy, Matthew Arquette, and Courtney Cox.
Whatever their names are. She wants anybody from the cast
Anybody from the cast of Friends.
Or do you want to put Jennifer Aniston
in? Yeah, put her in there, too.
Sure. You know what? Yeah, we're going to cover our bases and say all of them.
Show me celebrities nobody cares about anymore. The Friends cast.
Nailed it!
When he looked hurt,
Jennifer Aniston comes in at number 9. None of the other members of the Friends come in the top 10.
Okay, literally nobody cares about anybody else. Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
I'm glad you guys added in Jennifer Aniston because you guys want to run.
Always care about Jennifer
Aniston. Wait a minute. I said Jennifer Aniston first, and she started naming off all the dudes.
Okay.
You did.
I'll give it to you, man.
What's the list?
All right, so here's the top 10, according to Ranker.com. Celebrities nobody cares about anymore. Number 10, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow.
Everyone cares about Jamie Lee Curtis, especially that she's now commenting on Chris Evans's genitals.
Okay.
That's true. She is.
And at number 9 was Jennifer Aniston. Number 8, Denzel Washington.
What?
What? People still really? Care about Denzel
really?
Washington.
Really?
Number 7, Will Smith.
Okay, everyone cares about Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith's like a current meme.
Yes. Number 6, Meg Ryan.
I would have never guessed her.
Yeah. The movie she did was You Got, like, good one was You Got Mail. And at number 5.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
Adam Sandler.
Had buzz for an Oscar last year. I didn't like the movie, but he was up for, buzz for an Oscar last year.
And at number 4.
Let's come out to the coast. We'll get together. Bruce Willis.
What?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
John Travolta was in at number 3. In at number 2,
show me the money.
Cuba.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
Oh, that guy's a hot mess.
Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. comes in at number 2 on the list.
That
would have
been a good one. Guess. So
I would have never guessed any of these.
Bradley and Liz.
Bradley,
good job, guys.
Tying the game up. Nice job, Bradley.
Good choice today, Bradley.
Thanks for playing with us. Troy, thank you so much for playing. That is JP Mace's guess.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
I did not think that was going to be as hard as it was.
Well, there's so...
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Dylan wants us to help get a second date with a gal he works with. Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man. So how are you otherwise? I mean, everything else going pretty good in your world?
I mean, you know, times being what they are, but, you know, more or less.
Okay. So tell us about what's going on with you and this this girl you went on a date with.
Yeah. So we work at this bar together, and she's, like, this, like, just, like, complete badass. Like, I've been just, like, she's gorgeous, and I've been, oh, God. really, really, really attracted to her ever since I saw her. But, like, for the longest time, she was dating this other bartender at another bar. But it seemed like, you know, they broke up and that she might be over him.
Okay.
It seemed like that.
No.
I knew they broke up, but like it seemed like it was time that like, you know, she might be open to going on a date.
I got you. Okay.
And so, and I forgot to mention, she's got these like hot, sexy sleeve tattoos.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so she's got two sleeves or just one? Okay, two sleeves. Got it, Roger.
All right.
Yeah.
Building the picture in our minds.
Nice. Right. Cool. She have a mohawk?
No. She's got like long blonde hair. She's freaking gorgeous. Like, I don't want to sound like obsessive or anything, but she's like so hot.
Okay.
Anyway, so I know she was like working on finishing up the other sleeve. I think she was like picking up extra shifts in order to work for it. Right. To get the money for it. So one day I was like, hey, why don't we get dinner and then let's hit your tattoo place and why don't we get tattoos? I've been wanting to get a tattoo for a while, and I thought like no better person to get it with.
Okay.
Wow.
She was super, super into it.
Big first date, memorable first date.
Yeah, let's go. There's commercials about that, like getting tattoos and like, are we still going to be together? Probably. You know?
Yeah. Ooh, All right. Jumping in with both feet and head first at the same time.
I like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've known her for a while, you know?
So right.
I felt like natural to do something. I didn't want to just do like a movie.
Yeah.
No.
She doesn't seem like the movie type.
Right.
This would be right up her alley, going on a tattoo date.
Okay, so my question then here is, this was a date, since you said you've known her for a long time, she like broke up with this guy, you guys have been friends, did she just think this was like a, hey, let's go get dinner and go get a tattoo?
I've been flirtatious with her for a while. I mean, I think she knows exactly how I felt about her, so I don't think she would have said yes.
Okay.
I mean, there was always like, I mean, I never like crossed the line or anything, but it's always been like a little, you know, a little
flirting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, how did the date go?
It went well. I mean, dinner was fun, and then we went to the tattoo place. And he finished her up, and then I got like, I'm like a big Grateful Dead fan.
Okay.
So I got a Grateful Dead tattoo.
Very cool.
It was awesome. Like, we were just, I mean, she knew everyone there, so she was like talking, introducing me. We were having a great time.
How did you handle getting a tattoo? You weren't like crying or like being a, like, because people who are hardcore tattoo people might think that's, they might make fun of you if you're, you know, couldn't handle the pain.
You were squirming.
Yeah. Squirming.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it wasn't the most comfortable thing in the world, but I mean, I felt okay. Fine.
And you got it done. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I can handle it. Yeah.
Okay. How did the date end?
So I dropped her off, and she gave me a kiss on the cheek, and a hug, like a big hug. And she said, thank you. And she said, like, that was the perfect date that she needed to get over her ex.
She called it a date.
She called it a date. Okay.
Because, see,
that clears that up a little bit.
Yeah. Because that sounded to me like she definitely didn't think that was a date. But also, I've been on, like, quote unquote, dates with friends after breakups where they do. You like just go out and they take you out to dinner and whatever to make you feel better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, thank you. That was, you know, it's a platonic date. Yeah. There are also those. So maybe not trying to crush your dreams here.
Right.
But that could be something.
So you heard anything from her since you dropped her off?
No. And that's why I'm confused. Because like you said, I mean, she called it a date. Like, I've thought about that a lot. And we seemed to have a good time. So, but she was also, I know she was going out of town to visit her parents for a bit. But she hasn't texted me back, snapped me back, anything like that. And so I know she's back in town again because I saw her name on the schedule. Okay. I just don't want things to be awkward, when we get back. So I just wanted to
have us call her.
Okay.
So you wanted us to call her on the radio.
My only thought is, did you get the tattoo on your butt and she saw you had an overly hairy hiney? Or is that possible?
Butt acne.
Yeah.
Like, no, not to be ashamed. I got it on my leg.
Okay.
Got on your leg.
I
got
a Grateful Dead tattoo on your leg. I love it.
All right. Well, Dylan, we'll give Jordy a call, see if we can figure this out for you. Best case scenario, it's something small, and we can talk her through it and get you guys another date on us.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case, you at least know what the issue is and can go forward with working with her at the bar, or maybe you need to find a new place to work. We don't know.
Or else we'll make it real weird.
Right, exactly. So we'll give her a call and see if we can help.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I just want to stop thinking about it all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Yo! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
What do you think went wrong between Dylan and Jordy and their tattoo date? Get your guesses in on Twitter and Facebook, KX969. Do it in GIF form. The funnier, the better. We'll see what's the deal and get your guesses next.
Now the conclusion to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just catching up with us, Dylan asked this badass girl, Jordy, out. They work in a bar together. She was dating some other dude at a different bar, and then now they're broken up. So he thought he'd ask this blonde badass chick with some amazing tattoos out for a date. And they went to her tattoo parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Had some dinner, tattoos. He got a Grateful Dead tattoo. She finished her sleeve. And that's been the issues that we see there. And then she went to visit her parents, and now he is being ghosted.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to make things awkward because she's on the schedule for this weekend.
So call up a radio station.
Right, exactly.
Don't make it awkward. Put it on the radio.
We'll do it. So let's talk to Jordy.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Jordy.
This is Jordy.
Jordy, hi. It's a JP, Liz, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Well, what's up? How you guys?
Good. Thank you. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm amazing. I love getting calls from radio DJs I listen to.
How was your trip to see your parents?
It was great. How do you know I went to go see my parents?
Well, we've been talking to a friend of yours, and they wanted us to reach out to you and see... make sure you're okay. Everything's good with you. And then also to see why you're ghosting them.
Okay.
We're calling.
I have a feeling I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, we're calling for Dylan that you work with. Yeah.
And Dylan is a sweet guy. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. He talks a lot of game, but he's just like this sweet little guy. And he's just not for me, to be honest.
Oh, sweet little guy.
Yeah,
so he talks
out to him.
Good game. What does that mean? He talks good game.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Here's what happened. So, I mean, I've heard this segment, so I'm assuming he kind of called you and like filled you in. But he did. Yeah. We did go out, and he was like super sweet because I'm super into tattoos, and I've been wanting to finish up one of my sleeves. And so he basically offered to, like, take me out, go to dinner, and go see my guy so I could finish my sleeve.
Okay.
Right.
So, super sweet, right? Like,
right. Yeah. That's very nice.
And I was like, okay, yeah, like, super cool. And, you know, we went, and at first, I didn't know he was going to get a tattoo. He just said he was, like, into tattoos, so I thought maybe he was just going to watch me get mine, and we get there, we start like looking through the book, and he's like, you know, and he might have said he thought about getting a tattoo. It was kind of a blur when he asked me out because it kind of, I was surprised, but
right.
We start looking through like the books of the designs, and he's like, yeah, I'm definitely getting one. Oh, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, this is really cool. And he was like all into these like skull tattoos and like the sample book. And I even found one that I thought he would, like, really like that I've seen my guy do on someone else. And so, anyway, I just thought he was going to get this really cool skull tattoo of this lightning bolt. No. He comes out when he's done, and he's got this little teddy bear, like, on the back of his calf that's, like, I mean, I know it's the one from The Grateful Dead.
It's like the dancing bear?
So he just got one dancing bear?
He got one dancing bear that's like maybe this, a little bigger than my fingernail thumb. Okay.
Oh.
It's like, yeah. It's like half of an inch long. Okay. And not even. And here's the deal. So I didn't go in the room with him because I didn't want him to be uncomfortable. So I was sitting outside, but my guy texted me like after we left the shop and was like, hey, no offense, but your guy like really freaked out. He was like almost starting to cry when I outlined it on his calf. He freaked out about how big it was and like how much it was going to hurt. So he made me basically erase the entire, you know, original bear or multiple bears. I don't really know the deets on that, right. But and ended up getting just this like tiny little weird bear that just, it's
like
a birthmark, is what it looks like. It's so small, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So, yeah. Super nice. And I get it. Tattoos aren't for everybody. I get it. But I felt like it was kind of lame. I kind of feel like he was doing it just to impress me. And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that's lame. I don't know. I don't know if I'm a but I don't know if I could say on the radio. Sorry.
We'll bleep you out. You're good.
Okay.
So,
I mean, the heart wants what it wants, right. You know?
Can I jump in?
Yes.
Sure.
Dylan.
Yeah, Jordy
Dylan's here, by the way. Yeah, is Datum or Dump him. You are on.
Okay.
Yeah, he's here.
He heard you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I try to stay silent through that, but I just think, like, I mean, it's like, totally like, misrepresentation of events. I mean, yeah, I got the dancing bear. The dancing bear's cool. Everyone's got the skull tattoo. I wasn't freaking out. I was just like, that's a big tattoo, and I didn't need a big tattoo, like covering my. You know, I go. I wear shorts. Like, I don't need people to see like a huge bear on my calf, like all the time.
Why wouldn't you get it scaled down a bit?
I know Lauren's gonna be with me on this. Don't you get tattoos so people see them? And if you're gonna get it on your leg and you wear shorts, like, then don't get it on your leg.
Right, if you're gonna get tattooed, you're concerned about people seeing it, then you put it somewhere else where you can cover it up.
Like, put it on your
hip bone. Yeah, I just figured that was like the fleshiest part. It probably would like hurt the least for my first tattoo, but I'm totally gonna get another tattoo. It's gonna be awesome.
I mean, that's what my boyfriend did. He got his on his chest. He has his Rolling Stones tattoo, and he's also getting a Grateful Dead tattoo and his other weird jam band tattoos. But that's so that he can go to work and cover it up, and it's, you know, good sized. Yeah. But it's easy to hide.
Interesting. Hmm.
But you know what? Whatever floats your yacht.
I usually try not to criticize people on their tattoos unless it's like, you know, over the top or something like racist or something.
Like,
obviously,
do whatever you want.
Except, but like,
you want one tiny
forehead tattoos, you're going to make fun of that.
Well,
the neck tattoo.
Or like
to your face.
Malone, you know, like
right.
On your face.
Right. Unless,
like, he can get away with it. Post can get away with that. Nobody else, I don't think, can.
If he was an average dude that worked at like a bank,
right.
He couldn't.
No.
But he is a hip hop artist.
Right. He can do that.
It's a little different.
So, Jordy, now knowing, I guess, the information you have there. Were you going to say something there?
Well, okay, so real quick, I will say this. Everybody has this in their lives, and it's different for everyone. Jordy is into tattoos. She has sleeves. Tattoos are obviously a big part of her life and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she is being overly critical of him. I don't necessarily think that's wrong for her either. When I was dating way back in high school and like in college, I love football. And, like, if I met someone who pretended like they love football, but then it was evident that they were just making crap up and all that, I'd be critical of them. Like, I would criticize them because that's something I love.
Right.
So I don't think either of you are wrong here. You just don't fit. That's what I think. That's my
thing. Oh, my God. I thought you were throwing me under the bus.
Not at all.
But no, you're not.
No.
In a really long, roundabout way, I had your back. It just took me, like, nine laps to get there. That's all.
I still want you guys to see my favorite DM show.
Just like I'm not criticizing him. If he got one bear on his leg, that's his prerogative.
Right.
I just don't think you two match up. That's my thoughts.
I just think we match up in every other way. So then, like, forget the tattoos. Like, we just have a great time together, you know, and work and stuff. And
Dylan, I give you an A for effort for, like, thinking of a creative date and something that you knew I would be into. But I just know you weren't into it like I was. And I just felt like you were kind of, like, trying to impress me the wrong way. And I do think you're, like, super nice, but also, like, we do work together. And I just got over a breakup. So I feel like, I don't know. I just think the timing is a little weird for me. And maybe I do need to just find somebody who's like more into like my lifestyle. That's all. It doesn't mean we can't be friends, though. I think you're a really cool dude.
That's
oh, cool. No. I get friend zoned again. That's the thing I love.
Well, hey, I mean, she sounds like a pretty cool friend to hang out with.
You can't force it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So. Yeah.
All right. Well,
and I'm not saying, I guess I'm not saying never either. Like, I just, it's been a long, like, recovery, you know, like getting over my ex, you know?
Understandable.
I
mean,
dude, I'll say, like, what she said too, A plus on the idea for
right.
a cool date.
Yeah. Idea.
Like,
yeah.
That was A plus, dude. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't feel like we're not bagging on you either.
No, just, no, not at all.
It just doesn't sound like you two necessarily match up.
Just no need to force it either way.
Well, Dylan, we appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, dude.
And Jordy, you sound like a lot of fun. We appreciate you listening to the show, too.
Oh, totally. Thanks for having me on the show. I love you guys, like, so much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. And Dylan, thank you so much, too, dude.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
There you go. Jordy and Dylan. Probably.
Yeah, see you.
Not a great match.
No. I think they're just too close. Like, I'm sure he's had a crush on her forever, right. like he said, but I just... Yeah. A lot of times those just don't work.
They just don't work out.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Her love for tattoos, by the way, like I was saying, mm-hmm. He would have had to have got something, I think, pretty extreme, which is hard to do on your first tattoo.
Right.
To, like, live up to maybe what she, her
yeah.
thoughts. And I'm sure the skull she was talking about probably was, like, a big,
I'm sure
it was pretty...
Or even like doesn't the Grateful Dead have like a skull one that they have like as one of their albums or something?
Yeah,
like
the Steal Your Face skull. Mm-hmm.
Steal Your Face skull, that's what.
And expensive too.
Yeah, yes,
you know,
because
he also could have been wary about like how much it costs, how long it would take, mm-hmm, how much it would hurt. I mean, there's a lot that goes into the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Been thinking about you late.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
If you're gonna be a criminal pervert, you've got to pay better attention to details.
Is this like personal advice or what
no,
are we...
No, this is the new... The
from my experience no. in this category.
There's a 19-year-old guy in Japan... Apparently, he has a thing for stealing women's underwear, specifically
let me see that
thongs. He's really into thongs.
Okay.
So a few weeks
some
ago,
dental floss.
So a few weeks ago, he saw a thong hanging on a balcony of a ground floor apartment. It was out there to dry.
Yeah.
He snatched it and ran.
Hang on really
like,
fast.
Ew.
What? I'm trying to picture, would... Are there very many ladies out there that would go, hey, you know what? I want to hang dry my thongs. I'm just going to put them out on
window.
A balcony for all the public to see hanging
drive
out.
Drive downtown.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A lot of people air dry their laundry. And I think about that all the time because, I mean, it's like on like 16th, 17th where it's like busy one-way streets. And
right.
there are all their
yeah.
laundries out there for God and all creation to
wow,
see.
That person
and
is
everything?
A freak leak up there.
No.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What he didn't realize in the thong that he grabbed, it was owned by a man.
What?
A 38-year-old man. It was his thong.
Oh.
And he called the cops and says, hey, this dude just stole my underwear. And
he saw it happen?
He saw it happen. And then he's like, wait, there goes my underpants. And he called the cops. Cops were able to identify the man from security footage.
Oh my God.
I would think
when this guy stole this and then he like held him up. I mean, banana hammocks have a very distinct feature
yeah.
in the front of them that's different than what most ladies have
yeah.
in the front of
right.
their underwear.
When the cops broke the news to the man that he had stolen a man's thong, he said, no, it wasn't for a man. It wasn't a man's. That couldn't have been a man's.
Maybe the guy just had really narrow hips.
That's true.
That's a possibility too.
That's true.
So there you go. If you're going to hang out your underpants.
That could be the answer to your not wearing underpants
What's
situation.
That?
Getting into thongs.
You got a tiny little butt.
And they that won't be as hot.
Yes.
You know, because you always complain that it's too warm.
That's true. Yeah. And you'll get support. You're getting older, JP. Gravity takes its toll on things. You need the support.
Okay. Well, then.
I'm just, I am
just
throwing it out there. I'm worried about your health and well-being. And that's all.
I'm good.
Okay.
I appreciate the offer, but no, I'm good.
No, I'm just, you know.
Now people yeah. are gonna randomly send me.
I don't want you to sit down and be like, ow!
Oh, God.
And then it's like, dude, I'm telling you, gravity.
What
weird. Tuck it up.
Yeah.
People sending in weird.
As ladies get older, they got to wear more supportive bras.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
just saying.
Yeah.
From like my heart to you, I'm just trying to.
Your cheeks are still perky. That's why there. We don't need to get
That's
those
right.
involved.
Yes. Yes. We haven't told you to get like butt lifting underwear.
Mm-mm, no.
No, no.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank You're you welcome. Guys for the hey. Advice. I appreciate it.
Yeah. We love you, man.
Yeah.
We just, you know.
Looking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker.
So my butt's actually gotten better. It's not no longer a Gru butt.
No, you have a Gru butt. We,
but
you
it's, know, it's.
Tiny little.
Yeah.
Little, your tiny little butt cheeks.
Okay.
See, that's what my mom all told me about having a small butt, is that it never gets saggy because See? It's so small.
You will never
Gravity's
have a saggy
nicer
butt.
To
don't
it.
Worry about that.
I okay. don't think you'll ever have a saggy butt, JP.
We're always looking out for you guys, too. And
it is a straight line back there.
We'll go to.
Can't sag if it's flat.
Have you joined the conversation with us about wedding invitations? That's next.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Lots of weddings going on right now. Like, to the point where I went to take Tristan to go get his senior pictures taken out at Pioneers Park on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a group of groomsmen getting the photos taken at the big buffalo statue. So even on a Sunday, there
yeah,
was a wedding
going on. Yeah,
there's
been a lot. I feel like people are trying to like make up for lost time now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's a wedding invitation that came out recently. And we want to get your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
It says, dear friends and family, please understand that our venue is limited in the number of guests we'll be able to accommodate for our wedding day. As much as we would love to have each and every one of you to join us on our big day, we are forced to split our guests into groups to ensure we do not surpass our capacity restrictions.
Mm.
So group A, please RSVP as soon as possible. We appreciate your promptness as we'll be able to extend any vacant seats to additional guests. Group B and C, please keep a close watch on our wedding website for notice that we have space available. If you already know that you are unable to join us, it's helpful that you decline via RSVP as soon as possible. If possible, we encourage our guests to hire a babysitter for the night. Leave your children at home. As much as we love your kids, we are doing our best to make space for all the guests we can. We also ask for our single guests to forego their plus ones if possible. We appreciate your understanding.
Mm.
This just feels, icky. I get it. I get that like couples that are getting married have a lot of really like difficult decisions right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough.
But at that point, it's like either postpone your wedding or you have to make the difficult decision of, yes, basically dividing people into groups A, B, and C, but you kind of don't get to have the best of both worlds.
Right.
You know, if you get the invitation, it's assumed you're in group A.
Right.
But this just feels like, oh, you're a lower tier. But like
you're not as important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the deal. If I'm in group C, I'm real angry. Like
right.
B, I feel like, all right, I just missed the cut. But how many? So like I think weddings right now, depending on the size of the venue, well, you can have like 50 people.
I think so.
Is that what it is? So how many, JP, when you got married back in the 80s, how many people did you have?
It was in the 90s, but thank you. No, it was 2000. Thank you.
See,
it was in this century.
I had,
thank you.
A long time ago. Liz was alive, all right?
I had a lot of guys that wanted to be a part of the wedding party, so we had 10.
No.
Hold on.
Whole wedding.
10 groomsmen.
Hold on, he's telling you about all the friends he has.
And then 10 bridesmaids. And then it would
guess.
I'd say 400, 500.
Yeah, we
no
were.
No way.
We had 300.
It was a big old Catholic church. I don't know.
You had 400 or 500 guests at your wedding?
I think so. I don't know how many people
fit
in that Catholic church.
All right. You guys, he had to think about all the years of apes he had to invite alone. All his frat bros.
There were a
from
lot.
All the decades of frat bros that he had to have out there. Because my thing is on that, is like with in ours, we had 300 people. Little less than that, but like I have 57 cousins, like first cousins, so just that alone I'd have to like hack off most of those cousins but invite a few.
Okay, so if you guys were gonna do
right.
it
like,
again
that's tough. Right.
If you were gonna do it again, would you have just gotten married and then waited to have the party so you could have all 500 people?
No.
Or would you have said, okay, we're going to do it ASAP,
oh, no.
but only have a small, like, no bridal party.
If I get married again,
we know JP's
going to
invite
crew.
All 700 people.
Oh, I just assumed he's going to say he wouldn't show up.
No, if I get married again, It's going to be a very small ceremony.
Oh, no, yeah. And I would have legit, like maybe just my softball team and a few other buddies.
Oh my God.
And then we would your go, circle.
And we would, but you can't travel right now, but we would definitely be like at a resort somewhere. Right. Like that whole giant wedding thing is for the birds, man. I'll tell you that
now. No, I already have told my parents if I get married, only them are allowed and only my significant other's parents, siblings, maybe.
Maybe Carl.
But parents siblings only. Maybe. No Carl. No Coriel. No nobody.
Be a ring bearer.
Not Coriel?
No.
I thought she'd be a flower girl.
No bridesmaids.
Sure.
No groomsmen. Nothing. No. No flower girl.
She'll throw down the petals for
my
you.
My mom has had to say, like, I will never speak to you again if I can't be there because I just wanted to elope and be like, surprise, I'm married. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But well, she's gotten mad about that.
But if I was on, and the hard part would be deciding who to put on the C.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. That's and crazy. Telling them that they're tiered that way. Yeah. I have a problem.
The best part
would
be like,
but I have a problem with weddings, obviously.
Like my cousin Justin would be a C tier, but his brother would be probably in the A tier. And it would be glorious to send to both of them.
Oh my
that's
God.
Funny.
See, you just have to be spiteful with it. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you'd have to, like, deal with this thing and say, look, here's our chance without directly saying it to tell people where they fit in our lives.
Right.
Like, this is our chance. And then we can hide behind this whole COVID restrictions thing and say, well, of course you'd be there if it weren't for this. We just had to, it is how it works out.
Of
like, chill
you
out.
Would.
You can't be
I'm
mad.
Sorry, it's COVID. I can't. I gotta
yeah,
hold
like,
on that.
Don't be mad at me. Be
after
mad
the pandemic's
at
over, I'll still pandemic. Be like, COVID. You're not invited.
Yeah.
COVID, so, I didn't even tell you I'm married.
We wanted to ask you.
Nuts or normal? And all my friends say. Tell us on Facebook, Twitter, or at 466-9696.
My wife would be like, why are all my friends on the C list? I don't know, honey. Just how it worked out.
That's how it lined
COVID.
Up.
So weird, yeah. COVID.
So 466-9696, is this wedding invitation with different groups? Nuts or normal? 466-9696. Or let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Yeah, I was just hanging out.
Nuts or normal?
And all my friends say.
Tell us on Facebook, Twitter, or at 466-9696.
And you can see the wedding invitation on our Facebook page, KX969, and Twitter, too. But it's set up in the groups. Group A, please RSVP as soon as possible. Because you're going to be for sure in the show.
Yeah, you make it.
You're in the show. You made it. Group B and C, yeah, you're not going to make it. But hey, you know what?
That's important.
Let us know if you're not going to be able to make it. That way we can clear you off the list.
If all of our favorite people can't make it, then okay. Right.
But I can send you an address to so you know where to send your present.
Presents, exactly.
Well, yeah. I'm sure this had the link to their registry on it.
Here is where you can send money for our honeymoon.
So I wanted to know for you, not so normal, having groups set up.
Yes.
To separate out and do your wedding in COVID times.
We had one comment from Lacey that just says tacky. Yes. Lacey said, nuts, in my opinion, invite priority people / family and forget the rest. Putting people into groups shows them where they sit on the priority list, and that's not cool. I'd rather just not get an invite at all. But Shona said it's normal. Weddings are expensive, and I think people should understand that as much as they want them there, it may not be possible unless groups B and C want to chip in funds. There's nothing to be mad about.
You know what I would do? If I was on like group C, and then this clown called me one day and was like, hey, I'm moving. You have a truck. Is there any way you could come over?
Right.
I would text him back. Wow, you must have had to go through a lot of people to get to lowly old level C over here.
Yeah, be like, you're really digging down deep in that barrel.
Right.
Sorry, you're on level C of friends I'm willing to help.
That's true. I think that would actually kind of ruin a lot of friendships. Probably. There are a lot of weddings that, I mean, I know I am a group C person for them. And a lot of times I don't go because I'm like, I'm not going to drink off your bar and eat your food. I know you're paying by the head. And it's like, you know what? I don't like you enough to even come to your wedding.
Right.
So
I'll stay
home.
I'll
save you some money and I will RSVP no to you. And
I will will like your photo when you put it on Facebook.
Exactly. And I'll talk about you behind your back outside of your wedding. Because that's the polite thing
to
do.
There you go.
You know, I won't do it in the church when you walk in.
Right.
Because I'm polite.
Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Well, my bonus daughter got married, and only her brother was invited. Her stepsister was not. Mm. And she actually called her stepsister and said, "Oh, you're not invited," because there was only like, I don't know, 8 people at the wedding right now.
Okay.
And she told her, at the actual, you know, reception and when we have the next ceremony, because they seem to think that, you know, next year they're going to have a ceremony, that she'll be invited.
Wow. Hey, it's like next time you're important.
Yeah. I'll get you next time.
This time, so, yeah. Exactly.
I think I'm wedding too. I don't know.
Right.
But
right. Oh, that's funny.
I just thought it was funny that she's like, "Oh, yeah, you're my stepsister, so you're not really invited."
Really invited, but hey, next time I got you.
Yeah, but they get along. I mean,
hey,
you know.
That's okay. Good.
Hey,
at least they still get along.
Right now, yeah. You know. Yeah.
Got to make the tough choices.
How fun, though, would it be to, like, to take this to work and, like, you invite, like, for instance, on our, so we've got the three of us, Coryell, we've got Rob, and we got Willie at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You hand out invitations to everyone and then purposefully make only one of them a C-level.
It would be Rob.
Just because he would get so upset.
I'm pretty sure I'm a C on Rob's list as invitations go.
He would complain.
Who's been to his house? Not me.
I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, exactly. He has certain levels of friends that he has.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
hit a nerve.
Buddy. So the, but no.
It goes around.
I would purposefully make sure to give Willie his. And then give one to Rob, and then Rob opens his. Oh, C. And then Willie opens it up, and it's A. And Willie's like, "I've only been on the station for 2 weeks." See, there's a lot of things that'd be fun with this.
Yeah,
there'd be a lot of fun.
You may have to play around.
Oh
with
my
this
god!
Maybe make a game.
Or
out
like,
or
would
something.
You could give your soon-to-be husband level B clearance, but your best friend level A?
Oh my god!
It'd be funny.
That would mess with a lot of
it'd be
people.
So funny.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville.
From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
The ACMs don't want you to forget that they're doing a show tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
What?
So yesterday, they announced additional details about who's going to be performing, and they handed out more early awards.
Oh, okay.
So, start with the trophies. Okay. Video of the Year Award winner is Thomas Rhett's Remember You Young, and he could end up having a huge night. He's also up for Entertainer of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, and Album of the Year for Center Point Road.
Wow, okay.
And they also awarded the winners for Vocal Event of the Year, which are Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Ashley McBride, Tenille Townes, Kaylee Hammock, and Elle King. For their remake of Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Such a good song.
So good. And Maren's tweet about finding out was the best of them all. She said, quote, "I just got done changing a dirty diaper and this? My kid doesn't know why I'm screaming. Yay, girls."
That's
and
awesome.
That's actually Tenille's second ACM award this year because she already got named New Female Artist of the Year last month. It's also Miranda Lambert's 35th ACM win, which now makes her the most awarded ACM artist of all time. So there's going to be tons of performances tonight, or tomorrow night, but the first one of the night might be the best. Each Entertainer of the Year nominee is going to do a medley of their own hits. So Carrie, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, and Thomas Rhett are all going to be performing medleys of their hits to start off the show. And you might already know that the performances are going to be socially distanced, of course. So they'll be taking place at the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman, and the Bluebird Cafe. And then Keith Urban's going to be hosting the whole thing and performing with Pink. They've got a new song called One Too Many that they'll be premiering on the show. So lots to tune in for. It sounds like it's going to be.
We'll have that for you on Thursday morning. Then,
yeah, we'll have a whole recap. And then, of course, we'll have the new music for you, too. So Willie Nelson's life, obviously full of tales that seem kind of too crazy to be true, but Willie's story of smoking marijuana on the roof of the White House in Washington, D.C. seemed probably the craziest of them all, or at least it did until the former president of the United States confirmed it.
No way.
Yes. So not only does former president Jimmy Carter confirm the story in a new documentary called Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President, he adds detail to it. So it turns out it was Carter's son, Chip, who was the one that went up with Willie to the roof. Apparently, they sat together, took in the traffic lights, admired how all the roads led to the residence on Pennsylvania Avenue. Avenue, and they also lit up a joint, or an Austin torpedo, as Willie called it. And all this happened in September of 1980, at the end of Carter's only term as president, and Chip, who now goes by James Earl Carter III, also confirmed the story. And Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President, was released last week, and it explores the 95-year-old president's relationship with tons of artists, like including Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, the Allman Brothers, and a lot of the entertainers are interviewed in the documentary talking about his legacy, including Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, who both appear in the doc and continue to work closely with the Carters. So that's definitely a cool
wild
watch. Yeah, that isn't that cool. Crazy?
What's going to be on when?
It just came out. Okay. It's a documentary. It's called Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President. So okay. I'm sure you can stream it some places. Yeah, but it sounds super cool.
No kidding.
With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
JP, Liz, and Husknick. Mornings.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
On Kix 96.9.
Coming up, it's a Date 'em or Dump 'em Tuesday, and Dylan needing our assistance. You can play along with us, JP, Liz, Husknick. It's Kix.
Love, lust, or anything else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Liz, and Husknick on Kix 96.9.
Dylan wants us to help get a second date with a gal he works with. Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man. So how are you otherwise? I mean, everything else going pretty good in your world?
Yeah. I mean, you know, times being what they are, but, you know, more or less.
Okay. So tell us about what's going on with you and this this girl you went on a date with.
Yeah. So we work at this bar together, and she's like this, like just like complete badass. Like, I've been just, like, she's gorgeous, and I've been, really, really, really attracted to her ever since I saw her. But, like, for the longest time, she was dating this other bartender at another bar. But it seemed like, you know, they broke up and that she might be over him.
Okay.
It seemed like that?
No.
I knew they broke up, but like it seemed like, it was like time that, like, you know, she might be open to going on a date.
I got you. Okay.
And so, and I forgot to mention, she's got these like hot, sexy, like sleeve tattoos.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so she's got two sleeves or just one? Okay, two sleeves. Got it, Roger.
All right.
Yeah.
Building the picture in our minds.
Nice. Right. Cool. She have a mohawk?
No. She's got like long blonde hair. She's freaking gorgeous. Like, I don't want to sound like obsessive or anything, but she's like so hot.
Okay.
Anyway, so I know she was like working on finishing up the other sleeve. I think she was like picking up extra shifts in order to work for it. To get the money for it. So one day I was like, hey, why don't we get dinner and then let's hit your tattoo place and why don't we get tattoos? I've been wanting to get a tattoo for a while, and I thought, like, no better person to get it with.
Okay.
Wow. She was super, super into it.
Big first date. Memorable first date.
Yeah, let's go. There's commercials about that. Like, getting tattoos. And like, are we still going to be together? Probably. You know?
Yeah. Ooh, all right. Man. All right. Jumping in with both feet and head first at the same time.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've known her for a while, you know?
So right.
Felt like natural to do something. I didn't want to just do like a movie.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
why?
No.
Why?
Yeah.
No.
She doesn't seem like the movie type. Like
right.
This would be right up her alley, go on a tattoo date.
Okay, so my question then here is, this was a date, since you said you've known her for a long time, she like broke up with this guy, you guys have been friends, did she just think this was like a, hey, let's go get dinner and go get a tattoo?
I've been flirtatious with her for a while. I mean, I think she knows exactly how I felt about her, so I don't think she would have said yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there was always, like, I mean, I never, like, crossed the line or anything, but it's always been, like, a little, you know, a little
flirting. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So, how did the date go?
It went well. I mean, dinner was fun, and then we went to the tattoo place, and he finished her up, and then I got, like, I'm, like, a big Grateful Dead fan.
Okay.
So, nice. I got a Grateful Dead tattoo.
Very cool.
It was awesome. Like, we were just, I mean, she knew everyone there, so she was, like, talking, introducing me. We were having a great time.
How did you handle getting a tattoo?
You weren't like crying or like being a like, because people who are hardcore tattoo people might think that's they might make fun of you if you're, you know, couldn't handle the pain.
You were squirming.
Yeah, squirming.
Yeah, no, I mean, like it wasn't the most comfortable thing in the world, but I mean, I felt fine.
Yeah, and you got it done.
Yeah.
Okay,
right. I can handle it. Yeah.
Okay. How did the date end?
So I dropped her off, and she gave me a kiss on the cheek, and a hug, like a big hug. And she said, thank you. And she said, like, that was the perfect date that she needed to get over her ex.
Oh, so she said
date. Oh, so she said date.
She said
she called it a date.
She called it a date. Okay.
Because, see, now
that clears that up a little bit.
Yeah, because that sounded to me like she definitely didn't think that was a date. But also, I've been on, like, quote-unquote dates with friends after breakups where they do. You like just go out and they take you out to dinner and whatever to make you feel better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, thank you. That was, you know, it's a platonic date. Yeah. There are also those. So maybe I'm not trying to crush your dreams here.
Right.
But that could be something.
So you heard anything from her since you dropped her off?
No. And that's why I'm confused. Because like you said, I mean, she called it a date. Like I've thought about that a lot. And we seemed to have a good time. So, but she was also, I know she was going out of town to visit her parents for a bit. But she hasn't texted me back, snapped me back, anything like that. And so I know she's back in town again because I saw her name on the schedule. I just don't want things to be awkward, when we get back. So I just wanted to
have us call her.
Okay.
So you wanted us to call her on the radio.
My only thought is, did you get the tattoo on your butt and she saw you had an overly hairy hiney?
Or is that possible? Butt acne.
Yeah.
Like those two things.
I got it on my leg.
Okay.
Got it on your leg.
Oh,
okay.
I got a Grateful Dead tattoo on your leg. I love it.
All right. Well, Dylan, we'll give Jordy a call, see if we can figure this out for you. Best case scenario, it's something small, and we can talk her through it and get you guys another date on us.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case, you at least know what the issue is and can go forward with working with her at the bar, or maybe you need to find a new place to work. We don't know.
Or else we'll make it real weird.
Right, exactly. So we'll give her a call and see if we can help.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I just want to stop thinking about it all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just catching up with us, Dylan asked this badass girl, Jordy, out. They work at a bar together. She was dating some other dude at a different bar, and then now they're broken up. So he thought he'd ask this blonde badass chick with some amazing tattoos out for a date. And they went to her tattoo parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Had some dinner, tattoos. He got a Grateful Dead tattoo. She finished her sleeve. And that's been the issues that we see there. And then she went to visit her parents, and now he is being ghosted.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to make things awkward because she's on the schedule for this weekend.
So call up a radio station.
Right, exactly.
Don't make it awkward. Put it on the radio.
We'll do it. So let's talk to Jordy.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Jordy.
This is Jordy.
Jordy, hi. It's JP, Liz, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Well, what's up? Love you guys.
Good. Thank you. Good
Thanks.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm amazing. I love getting calls from radio DJs I listen to.
How was your trip to see your parents?
It was great. How do you know I went to go see my parents?
Well, we've been talking to a friend of yours, and they wanted us to reach out to you and see. Make sure you're okay. Everything's good with you. And then also to see why you're ghosting them.
Okay.
We're calling.
I have a feeling I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, we're calling for Dylan that you work with. Yeah.
And Dylan is a sweet guy. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. He talks a lot of game, but he's just like this sweet little guy. And he's just not for me, to be honest.
Oh,
so,
sweet little guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So he talks
out to him.
Good game. What does that mean? He talks good game.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Here's what happened. So, I mean, I've heard this segment, so I'm assuming he kind of called you and like filled you in. But he did. Yeah. We did go out, and he was like super sweet because I'm super into tattoos, and I've been wanting to finish up one of my sleeves, and so. He basically offered to, like, take me out, go to dinner, and go see my guy so I could finish my sleeve.
Okay.
Right.
So super sweet, right? Like,
right. Yeah. That's very nice.
And I was like, okay, yeah, like, super cool. And, you know, we went, and at first, I didn't know he was going to get a tattoo. He just said he was, like, into tattoos, so I thought maybe he was just going to watch me get mine. And we get there, and we start, like, looking through the book, and he's like, you know, and he might have said he thought about getting a tattoo. It was kind of a blur when he asked me out, because it kind of, I was surprised. But
right.
We start looking through, like, the books of the designs, and he's like, yeah, I'm definitely getting one. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, this is really cool. And he was, like, all into these, like, skull tattoos and, like, the sample book. And I even found one that I thought he would, like, really like that I've seen my guy do on someone else. And so, anyway, I just thought he was going to get this really cool skull tattoo with this lightning bolt. No. He comes out when he's done. And he's got this little teddy bear, like, on the back of his calf that's, like, I mean, I know it's the one from the Grateful Dead.
Like the dancing bear?
So he just got one dancing bear? One single dancing
bear? He got one dancing bear that's, like, maybe this, a little bigger than my fingernail thumb. Okay?
Oh.
It's, like, yeah. It's, like, half of an inch long. Okay? And not even. And here's the deal. So I didn't go in the room with him because I didn't want him to be uncomfortable. So I was sitting outside, but my guy texted me, like, after we left the shop and was like, hey, no offense, but your guy, like, really freaked out. He was, like, almost starting to cry. When I outlined it on his calf, he freaked out about how big it was and, like, how much it was going to hurt. So he made me basically erase the entire, you know, original bear. Or multiple bears. I don't really know the deets on that. Right. But and ended up getting just this, like, tiny little weird bear that just... It's like if you, it looks like a birthmark is what it looks like. It's so small, you guys. I
like
couldn't
a
even,
birthmark.
I couldn't.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, yeah. So he's super nice. And I get it. Tattoos aren't for everybody. I get it. But I felt like it was kind of lame. I kind of feel like he was doing it just to impress me. And I feel like... I don't know. I feel like that's lame. I don't know if I'm a but I don't know if I can say on the radio. Sorry.
No, you're fine. We'll bleep you out. You're good.
Okay.
So,
I mean, the heart wants what it wants,
right.
You know?
Can I jump in?
Yes.
Sure.
Dylan.
Yeah,
Jordy's
here, dude.
Jordy Dylan's here, by the way. Yeah, is Dater Madumbum. You are on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's here.
He heard you.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I try to stay silent through that, but I just think, like, I mean, it's like, totally like, misrepresentation of events. I mean, yeah, I got the dancing bear. The dancing bear's cool. Everyone's got the skull tattoo. And
yeah, the
I wasn't
tired,
like,
man.
Freaking out. I was just like, that's a big tattoo, and I didn't need a big tattoo. Like covering my, you know, I go, you know, I wear shorts. Like, I don't need people to see like a huge bear on my calf, like all the time.
Oh, why wouldn't you get it some more?
Scale it down a bit.
I know Lauren's gonna be with me on this. Don't you get tattoos so people see them? And if you're going to get it on your leg and you wear shorts, like, then don't get it on your leg.
Right. If
like,
you're going to get tattooed, you're concerned about people seeing it, then you put it somewhere else where you can cover it up.
Like, put it on your
hip bone. Yeah, I just figured that was, like the fleshiest part. It probably would, like, hurt the least for my first tattoo, but I'm totally going to get another tattoo. It's going to be awesome.
I mean, that's what my boyfriend did. He got his on his chest. He has his Rolling Stones tattoo, and he's also getting a Grateful Dead tattoo and his other weird jam band tattoos. But that's so that he can go to work and cover it up, and it's, you know, good sized. Yeah, but it's easy to hide.
Interesting. Hmm.
But you know what?
So
whatever floats, whatever floats your yacht. You
I
know?
Usually try not to criticize people on their tattoos unless it's like, you know, over the top or something like racist or something.
Like,
obviously,
do whatever you want.
Except, but like,
you want one tiny
the forehead tattoos, you're going to make fun of that.
Well,
the neck tattoo.
Or like
to your
Post
face,
Malone, but, you know, like
right,
on your face.
Right, unless
like, he can get away with it. Post can get away with that. Nobody else, I don't think, can.
He was if he like was an average dude that worked at like a bank,
right.
He couldn't.
No.
But he is a hip-hop artist.
Right, he can do that.
It's a little different.
So, Jordy, now knowing... I guess the information you have there. Were you going to say something?
Well, okay, so real quick, I will say this. Everybody has this in their lives, and it's different for everyone. Jordy is into tattoos. She has sleeves. Tattoos are obviously a big part of her life right. and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she is being overly critical of him. I don't necessarily think that's wrong for her either. Like I like okay, like wait, when I oh when I God, date God. Like when I was dating way back in high school and like in college, I love football. And like if I met someone who pretended like they love football, but then it was evident that they were just making crap up and all that, I'd be critical of them. Like I would criticize them because that's something I love.
Right.
So I don't think either of you are wrong here. You just don't fit. That's what I think. That's yeah. my.
Oh my God! I thought you were throwing me under the bus.
Not at all.
But no, you're not.
No. In a really exactly long it. Roundabout way, I had your back. It just took me like oh, nine God. Laps to get there. That's all.
I still want you guys to be my favorite DM show.
Just like I'm not criticizing him. If he got one bear on his leg, that's his prerogative.
Right.
I just don't think you two match up. That's my thought.
I just think we match up in every other way. So then, like, forget the tattoos. Like, we just have a great time together, you know, work and stuff. And
Jalen, Jalen, I give you an A for effort for, like, thinking of a creative date and something that you knew I would be into. But I just know you weren't into it like I was. And I just felt like you were kind of, like, trying to impress me the wrong way. And I do think you're, like, super nice, but also, like, we do work together. And I just got over a breakup. So I feel like, I don't know. I just think the timing is a little weird for me. And maybe I do need to just find somebody who's like more into like my lifestyle. That's all. It doesn't mean we can't be friends, though. I think you're a really cool dude.
That's oh, cool. No. I get friend zoned again. That's the thing I love.
Well, hey, I mean, she sounds like a pretty cool friend to hang out with.
You can't force it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well,
and I'm not saying, I guess I'm not saying never either. Like, I just, it's been a long, like, recovery, you know, like, getting over my ex, you know?
Understandable.
I mean, dude, I'll say, like, what she said, too. A plus on the idea for
right.
a cool date.
Yeah. Idea.
Like, yeah. That was A plus, dude. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't feel like we're not bagging on you either.
No, not at all.
It just doesn't sound like you two necessarily match up.
Just no need to force it. Yeah. Either way.
Well, Dylan, we appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, dude.
And Jordy, you sound like a lot of fun. We appreciate you listening to the show, too.
Oh, totally. Thanks for having me on the show. I love you guys, like, so much.
Thank
every
you
day
very much.
You.
We appreciate you. And Dylan, thank you so much, too, dude.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Here's what
happens next. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, the After the Show with me and Liz, including that dang Carol Baskins.
That B-word, Carol Baskins.
We'll get the controversy on her first night on Dancing with the Stars next.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
She's not that good. And anytime anybody attacks her, she goes after them with her millions. She inherited it from her husband that's dead and missing for years.
Wait. How does someone's husband just go missing?
That's what we all wanted to know back this beginning of the pandemic.
Man, it seems like forever ago, doesn't right. it?
It feels like last year at this point.
Good old Carol Baskins.
Carol Baskins, that B word.
Finally showed up on Dancing with the Stars
last night. Oh, I assume she was awesome.
They waited a full 117 minutes before they put Carol on to dance.
Did you just say 117?
Yeah.
It's a two-hour episode.
They do the two-hour premiere.
Wow.
Is everybody dancing?
I assume she got voted off right away.
Oh, my God. She's probably going to take home the mirror ball. Like, she's going to continually get voted off. And they're going to be like, oh, but she's back still.
Mm-hmm. She had the lowest score of the night.
Surprise.
An 11 out of 30.
If you saw any of the videos of her trying to dance with her now husband from the documentary, it was terrible.
Right.
Homegirl can barely move.
And then she ranked even lower than former NBA star Charles Oakley.
Oaktree can barely move, too.
Yeah.
There's a reason his nickname's Oaktree. He's tall, and he doesn't move.
His choreography at one point was just him clapping to the beat.
Yes!
That's what they do. You can always tell with the athletes that are not, like, not former right dancers.
Now. Yeah.
They're just like, you're big, just clap and, like, stand there while I twirl around you.
I mean, and she, according to the videos, I have not watched it yet, but I've just read the stories. She looked like she was having a good time dancing and enjoying
for her.
Herself.
Well, yeah, she's riding the wave, but.
Yep, I do have that.
Please.
I have the tea. Don't worry.
Roll the beautiful bean footage.
One thing she probably didn't enjoy is that the family of her presumed dead husband, Don Lewis, ran a commercial during the show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They ran a commercial during the
show. All of his daughters.
Here's a little bit of the commercial.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
The commercial has Don's three
daughters. We all know Carol Baskin was involved.
Who's talking there?
That's the former employee who is his friend.
What?
Who was on the documentary talking about him missing.
Yes.
A former employee, an attorney, and Don's three daughters all were in this ad. Do you know who this is or if Carol Baskin was involved? And they ran the ad during Dancing with
the
National.
Stars. It was on
national.
Every. Oh
they spent $100,000 for the ad and then also adding another $100,000 for information on the disappearance of Don Lewis.
Do you think. Do you think Joe Exotic is rolling over in his grave? I mean, by that, I mean in jail.
In jail. Well, because, yeah, they've all probably gathered around in
the
common area.
Watch party.
Yeah. You know Joe Exotic is a huge fan of Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sure he is.
Like 100%.
Do you think he feels better about the fact that apparently there's also now at Spirit Halloween a Joe Exotic Halloween costume selling?
Yeah, he loves it. Oh, the only thing is he can't enjoy any of it because he's an idiot and he's in jail.
Well, that's true, and he's not making any money off of it. Like, Carol's making money off of this, and he's still in jail.
How ironic is it that dude who desperately wanted to be, like, insanely famous finally is, and he can't do anything with the fame.
He can't enjoy it. That's like going to hell.
Yeah.
Like, you get famous,
he's watching
but you
it
can't.
From afar and nothing. It's like he's in a glass case going, look at me, y'all, look over here. And like nobody cares.
Because they won't even let him do like jailhouse interviews. Yeah, like, you know, if he could be one of those serial killers who gets to do like jailhouse interviews every five seconds, he'd probably be okay.
He's like crying in there. But, I'm famous. They like me. No one's here to see me. What's going on?
He's got everybody gathered in the common room watching the episode of Dancing with the Stars, and then the commercial comes on. He feels vindicated.
And he's like, see that? They were Carol Baskin's. I almost took her down. And then they're just like, okay, Joe. Okay, shh. We're trying to watch.
So she probably won't last.
I can't believe they ran that commercial.
I can't
That's glorious.
That is so shady. It's not even shady. It's just overtly like you killed our dad, and we're going to run a national TV ad.
It's brilliant to do
everyone
it.
Everyone knows.
So there you go. That's the first night of Dancing with the Stars. But. Whew. You had to sit through all that dancing to get to.
She's gonna make it further. I just feel
you think?
Yes, because they're gonna drag
lower than Charles.
Who is the like favorite? Do you know?
Oh, it's
on there.
It's one of the, there's a. I
think I have no
there's
idea.
A former
Johnny
figure
skater.
Yeah, he was like a gold medal figure skater.
No, he'll win. He's really popular too.
Or AJ from
McClain
Backstreet,
Backstreet Boys.
Boys
is a choreographer.
Yeah, two dancers, right? Okay, it's not fair. Exactly,
that doesn't make any sense.
It's not freaking fair. But nobody consulted me, so I
Carol
guess.
Carol might survive Charles Oakley just because she's got more fans.
Yeah.
At least the first week.
But. Dude, New York Knicks fans. Sad. Oakley's like the last great thing that happened to the Knicks. They might vote for him.
That's true.
Wake up, wake up. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Welcome to Amazing Discovery.
Have you had an amazing pandemic purchase so far, Liz? Other than your yeast?
Not really. Okay. Bought a really nice sweatsuit. That's about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, there's apparently a list of things that people swear by that all cost $30 or less. And thanks to the pandemic, they were created.
Oh, okay.
Anti-fog spray for people with glasses.
Okay, that would be a huge thing.
Right?
I hear that daily. Everywhere I go, anybody in glasses is like, my glasses are fogging up. This is the worst.
Every time, it's like even sunglasses going in from one place to the other.
Well, that's true,
a mess. So the anti-fog spray came out of COVID.
That's pretty cool.
Mass extenders, so your ears don't hurt.
Those also have been very popular. Like, I remember right at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a Boy Scout in, like, Beatrice who was 3D printing them. And then they were... Like, all these nurses and healthcare professionals were like, we have to get these because the backs of their ears were starting to hurt from having the mask on all day.
And I can't wear the normal mask. I have to go with the gator mask, and I know that they're not as good as the regular ones, but I've got a giant head. Those masks don't fit my head.
Yep.
I get that. An electric milk frother.
Milk frother?
Milk frother. Milk frother. So you can make fancy coffees without going to Starbucks.
You have to get a nice one, though. I've tried these.
They don't go very well if they're not
If they're not a good one, like the little one that is just like a little whisk thing, I'm like, this doesn't work.
Soundproofing strips that fit around the edge of a door so you can have more peace and quiet in your home office.
That would probably be good if you have a full house and you're trying to do work and they're trying to do school.
How about the mask with a clear plastic window so people can see your mouth?
Those, I think, are even useful. Are useful even if you like are not hard of hearing, because they originally developed them so people who, you know, are deaf can read lips. But it sometimes is so hard. Like, I work other jobs and, you know, I'm there in masks. I'm trying to talk through a mask. They're trying to talk to a mask. And a lot of times, neither one of us can understand each other.
Yeah.
And we're like, wait, what? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said, it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, it is difficult. So those would actually be very handy.
And I'm surprised you don't have one of these already, but a selfie ring light.
Oh, I do have one of those. Oh, I had that years ago.
You had that before it was popular.
Oh, way before the pandemic. Yeah. I've had mine for a few years now. Yes, for sure.
Okay. So there you go. If you're looking for something awesome that's under $30, you can get some great products thanks to the pandemic. Never thought I'd say that. It's Carly Pearson, Lee Bryce.
96.9.
Country.
Play some country.
The best music to wake up to.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Poor Canada. With everything that's going on in the pandemic, to have this taken away from them.
Uh-oh. Is it something big? Is it maple syrup?
Canada quietly lost an icon of the industry this summer as no longer will Ragu be sold north of the border.
I didn't even know they sold that up there. I thought it was just kind of a lame pasta sauce that they sold here.
Oh, wow. Lame pasta sauce.
I mean, it's like just...
It's easy.
It's one of the, like, the least expensive ones at the grocery store. Like, definitely not something someone's like, man, I've got to go get some Ragu pasta sauce tonight.
They put out a message saying, we regret to inform you that Ragu has made the hard decision to exit Canada in the pasta sauce market. We hope that you enjoyed the delicious taste of Ragu, and we're very sorry for the inconvenience.
And they were like, okay, cool.
No, Canada is losing their crap.
Really?
They're really distraught about this. We've multiple messages like, I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Like, you could find another sauce, baby. No, I'm sorry. It's not happening.
Like, Ragu just tastes like acid, red colored acid. I mean, I'm sure you could find something.
Not according to this girl. Apparently, Ragu has decided to pull its products out of Canada and it's ruined my whole day. I may have to employ one of my American friends to send me a case of it.
I mean, I'll start trafficking Ragu if it's going to make me some money. If people are that.
So there's a lot of people that are very, very upset in Canada that Ragu is gone. And so it's like, it brings up a good question, though, of what brand could you not live without?
I know. I was trying to think of like a brand name. I can't think of any food that I couldn't live without.
One big thing is... something I love doing. We don't get to do the Amazing Chase this year.
You just like eating weird stuff.
No, I'm very competitive.
That's why I think we would.
That's why it's a part of it. It's a big deal.
I know. You are very competitive when it comes to the St. Monica's Amazing Chase. I have never seen that side of you until that one day every year.
An eating competition.
Yes.
And that's what hopped up on my time hop on Facebook was me smashing the the fully leaded.
Oh, the full leaded, yeah.
With the mac and cheese and the burger and all that all at once.
Yep.
And Nick got video of it, and I did it for like under 3 minutes, the entire fully leaded with the mac and cheese and stuff.
Remember
of the
when
chili.
You had to switch out with Coryell because it was ice cream?
Oh,
you had to eat a pint of ice cream.
Intolerant.
And she's like violently allergic to dairy.
And so Lauren had to feed me ice cream that Coryell was going to have to do.
Yes. And then 1 year. So what we're reminiscing on is the St. Monica's Amazing Chase.
Yes.
Which is their big fundraiser every year. JP, obviously.
It's big part of it. Near to my heart. Yeah.
Yes. So this year they decided it wasn't going to be the safest thing to have people do it in person, but they this is a huge thing for St. Monica's. Last year, they raised like $50,000.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's a huge fundraiser for them, and they do amazing things for women and children in the Lincoln community who are dealing with substance abuse issues. So what they're doing this year is going to be a virtual 5K. So you can run it, you can walk it, you can walk with your dog, you can do whatever. And you can do it from wherever you are. And right. It's going to be on October 17th.
Okay.
And they're still going to be doing fundraising for it. There's going to be a whole bonus point system that, as we get more information, we'll fill you in on, because that's also part of the reason why JP is so competitive with the Amazing Chase, is that there are really cool prizes involved.
Like trips and things.
Yeah, super cool prizes. So this year, they're still going to be doing that.
Okay.
Because they have really great, you know, donors and sponsors. And so there's going to be a whole bonus point system that you can earn and win these prizes. But it's actually kind of cool, because if you have friends or family who are out of state that also believe in the mission of St. Monica's, they can participate this year.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So they can still do the 5K from wherever they are. You don't have to be in town. So we'll keep you posted, but mark your calendars now. October 17th, it's going to be the virtual 5K for St. Monica's. It's their Amazing Chase this year.
There you go.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right, we gone. Rob will take care of you. He's got 12 in a row to start your day. If you missed any of today's show, you can catch it on our podcast at KZKX.com coming up, including the Datum or Dump'em, the one with the tattoo. Tomorrow, we'll be back with Couples Therapy, a Dear JP letter, and more with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Country.
Country.
Play some country.
The best music to